going to the toy sale.
The vintage toy buying roadshow was in town.
I went down to our basement and just picked up all the stuff that we saved since we were kids, our childhood treasures.
Hard to part with?
A little bit, yes.
Dan and Judy Galata from Springfield came with bags filled of their childhood past.
We got her Barbies, got my Tonka toys, some Texaco truck from when I was a child. I was fond of the truck. That was my special toy growing up.
For 5 days, the man known as America's Toy Scout.
Oh, wow, G.I. Joe. He came out in 1964.
Joel McGee brought his toy buying show to Tyson's.
My biggest find was our Robbie the Robot, which is a really cool 1950s robot.
He's been traveling the country for 25 years.
Oh, Texaco tanker truck. Now that's good.
In search of those childhood treasures.
This was live action Barbie.
Those popular toys.
Star Wars toys, because I got back in 1980, and also some Matchbox cars.
I said we need to go out again several times. We have 4 boxes.
Full of what?
Antique toys.
Superman watch. And I thought it was the 50s, but it's 1977.
Toys from the 1970s or older, and paying cash on the spot.
Right around $50.
For pieces of nostalgia.
This looks like a Fisher-Price clubhouse.
Catherine Brooks is here with her family. They're from Frederick. She just had surgery but was determined to make it here.
So I said, we have to head down there. I don't care how much pain I'm in. Let's take some medicine and get down there.
And even after 35 years of holding on to her precious toys, she needed permission from her parents to part with them.
You keep the memories, though.
Yeah, I keep the memories. My parents, it was a little bit harder for them to part with it than me.
Is it hard to part with?
No. I'm not very sentimental at all. No, it's not.
So it's easy to part with and get cash.
It is. I'd rather have the cash.
The Toy Scout promises to return next year.
You bet, and I'm coming back.
In Tyson's, Kathy Stewart, WTOP News.